drivers, start your engines. It's Cowboy Kurt's Racing Report on Y108.
What's up, guys? Cowboy Kurt here. It's time for the Race Report, brought to you by Nick Chevrolet in Sorrento and Jennerstown Speedway. Starting off with NASCAR, the Monster Energy Cup Series, a race in the state that created the automobile. There's your fun fact of the day. In Michigan, Michigan International Speedway was the second time that they were there this year. Joey Logano won it the first time. This time it was another blue oval in the victory lane, and it was Kevin Harvick. He had enough gas in the tank to get him to the finish line and win the race yesterday. And what was really cool about the ending of the race was, so he crosses the finish line, gets the checkered flag, does his lap, his cool down lap, comes back around, takes out the passenger side plastic window, and then he grabs his son Keelan, who's about 7 years old, and he races go-karts now, and he takes out the plastic window, and he grabs him, and he puts him in the car, and they go up to get the checkered flag, and they do one of the coolest burnouts probably in NASCAR history. It was really, really cool, and whenever he pulled out the window, he said to his boy, all right, plug your ears. It's going to be loud. And also, the floorboard's hot. So pretty cool moment to see that. Overall, just a crazy race day. And not a good race day for the 48 of Jimmy Johnson, who was going in. He was 16th in the standings. He was tied with Ryan Newman. And now things have changed because he started 10th. Was racing in 10th, and then he went to the high side coming out of 2 to pass Clint Bowyer on the outside. He got into that traction compound, which wasn't really activated yet, took him up into the wall. So then he had to come down pit road, get the damage fixed, and he ended up being about 7 laps down. So overall, your point standings right now for the cutoff line, Ryan Newman now has bumped up to 15th, and he's 16 points above the cut line. The one who was in 15th is Clint Bowyer. Clint Bowyer didn't have that too bad of a day until the ending of the race where he got into the wall, and then he is now 6 points above the cutoff line. Daniel Suarez had a great top 10 finish yesterday. He is now 6 points below the cutoff line in 17th, and then Jimmy Johnson is 12 points behind. So they're going to be going into Bristol Motor Speedway for the night race, the last great Coliseum, as it's called. And that's going to be Saturday night on NBC primetime. That's going to be the race to watch. I mean, anytime that that NASCAR is at Bristol, that's always a great race to watch. So check that out Saturday night primetime. I mean, you only got 3 races left until the playoffs start. So it's going to be interesting what's going to shake up with that. Moving on to the Lucas Oil Dirt Series, our local boy, Michael Norris, a.k.a. the Crusher Kid. He had a pretty nice weekend overall for the North-South 100 at Florence Speedway in Kentucky. Well, he's driving for Clint Bowyer in Don O'Neill's car. Don O'Neill's still suffering from his injury. He's rehabbing. He was at the track this past weekend. He did not race. Michael Norris was still in that car. Michael Norris overall, he set Thursday night. He won his heat, and then he was able to make the show, and he finished 10th in the feature. Friday night, they had heats and B mains, and they ran this passing points deal, which I'm not too keen on. It's kind of weird. I just think, you know, you should kind of just line up, and once the green flag drops, however many laps you got, just go out and race. But they did this passing points deal. But then Saturday night, the big show, and he started 26th. He had to use the provisional, but he raced his way, and he finished 17th in the race. So they'll be heading to Arkansas Thursday for a 3-day show in Arkansas. It's a 3-day show for the chance to win $40,000, and the race will be topless. I've never seen a topless race before. A topless race is just whenever they take the roof off the cars, and apparently they just go so much faster. Because you think about these cars, they are hitting about 120, 130, but give or take. These cars are fast, and if you don't have the roofs on them, that gives them less downforce but more speed. It's going to be pretty cool. I would love to go to Arkansas, but unfortunately, I got to work. So I will not be going to Arkansas, but I will give you all the updates on how Crusher Kid does down there. Moving on to the action track, still sticking with the dirt, the action track at Learnerville Speedway. Really, really bizarre night. And I was there, and I watched all the races. It was really, really weird. Starting with the 410 sprints, the points, all the divisions are having close points racing right now, but right now Jack Sonneman Jr. is above Carl Bowser, 13 points. And then A.J. Flick, who did not have, he did not run the feature. He went out for the B main and then had a problem with the car. I think it was a drive shaft or something broke on the car, so he couldn't even run the feature. So he's now 21 points behind in third place. Jimmy Morris is in fourth, and then Ralphie Spithaler is in fifth. That's your top five for the 410 sprints at Lernerville Speedway. Overall, it was just really, really weird. But then the big block modifieds. Whoa! Let me tell you, that was some intense racing. It started off with jamming Johnny Mollick, who had the lead, was dominating the whole entire race. And it was just, I mean, John Mollick, he used to run late models. He had a modified. He's running the modifieds now a lot more. He's been coming to Lernerville a lot more. And he was dominating. It was like old Jim and Johnny fashion. And then a lap cars got in the way, and Rex King Jr. was able to get the squeeze out the win. He passed him on the last lap, 25-lap features that they got. Passed him on the last lap. Jim and Johnny got second. So I was kind of sad. I was rooting for Johnny, but you know what? Hey, there's a couple more nights that you can still get that win, buddy. But for the late models, my gosh, it was weird. So Kenny Sheltonbrand, your points leader right now. He's been the points leader pretty much all season. Five laps in, he started fourth. Tyler Dietz started outside pole. He was able to get the lead, and then he was leading for the first five, six laps. Caution comes out, and Kenny Sheltonbrand gets involved in it, and then he comes off the track. He's got a motor problem, and all you hear is just a knocking noise. And anytime you hear a knocking noise, that's not good for a motor. So he had to come off, but overall there was only 13 late models there, and the race finished with four late models. It was crazy. And it was a battle between Colton Flinner and Tyler Dietz, and they both battled at it. It was just slide jobs on a restart and a little bit of jumping on a restart that did not get called. It was weird, but Brandon Waring was able to get his first win at Lernerville Speedway. So, but looking at the points right now, Jared Miley is behind Kenny Sheltonbrand, 54 points. Calvin Cohen and Tyler Dietz are tied for third behind Kenny for 57 points. And then Colton Flinner and Mike Miller are tied for fifth, 61 points behind. So only two nights left in the Fab Four racing. It's going to be intense stuff. And then the pro stocks, Terry Young was able to get his first win, but looking at the points still, it's still a tight race with Corey McPherson and Tyler Dietz. Tyler Dietz is behind Corey 2 points going into this next Friday, and Joey Zambotti is in third in points with 23 points behind. I'm telling you, go to Lernerville and check that out. It is going to be intense racing happening on all four divisions at the action track. And at Jennerstown Speedway, big night Saturday night, the Motor Mountain Masters happened, and it was a 150-lap race with 38 late models there. It's the most that Jennerstown's seen in years. Jennerstown's starting to come back, and it's so great because you gotta go see that race. It's asphalt racing, and it's intense. It's like it's almost like you're watching NASCAR stuff. These stock cars are intense. But 38 late models were there. And it was one of the biggest late model races on asphalt in the country, and it was jam-packed crowd. They saw a great side-by-side racing, and Todd Stone was able to win the race, and we got a little clip for you. The last two laps, you got to take a listen to this.
Two laps to go as to go around the Albert Francis ride. Here comes Hopkins around the outside. Car broke loose on him. Hopkins is making the bottom work. Stone making the bottom work. And look at Hopkins. He stuck that car in there so deep, he nearly saw Jesus. White flag is in the air. Todd Stone making the trip down from Middlebury, Vermont. A late race duel with Mike Hopkins. And he will sit in the car into turn number three and emerge $10,000 richer. Todd Stone will win the second annual Motor Mountain Masters at the Jennerstown Speedway.
It was pretty intense racing happening. Todd Stone's able to be the second winner of the Motor Mountain Masters, $10,000 richer. And like in Augusta, whenever the golfers are playing the Masters, you get a green jacket if you win. Well, at the Motor Mountain Masters, you get a red jacket. How fitting is that? But great racing happening at Jennerstown. I highly recommend you go. It's completely redone. Like this place, it's like it had a cleanse. You know, it's really, really cool. Congratulations to Jennerstown. And still, they are still part of the NASCAR on NBC grassroots campaign, the hashtag My Track, My Roots. So Todd Stone was able to hold the sign in Victory Lane with that said NASCAR on NBC grassroots. So, I mean, keep watching NASCAR on NBC because they're going to be featuring local tracks throughout the season on NASCAR. So it's pretty cool that Jennerstown's getting that recognition because they've been down for many years, but they're on the ups now. And I was talking to General Manager Billy Rebar, and he was just so ecstatic. He was so pumped that everything worked out. Everything was a good time. So thanks for listening to the Race Report on Y108.com and Radio.com app. We are going to be keeping you posted on everything that's happening in local dirt track racing, asphalt racing, and NASCAR. So thanks for tuning in. This is Cowboy Kurt with Wide Awake on Y108. Tune in Friday morning at 7:40 for the Race Report. We're going to be previewing Bristol and the upcoming Fab Four Nights and Jennerstown as well. You don't want to miss that. 7:40 on Wide Awake on Y108 Friday morning. I'm Cowboy Kurt. Cowboy!